Good morning, a Thursday morning. We're with our political observer, Alan Chartok. Alan, what radio station would play the hearings? What radio station brings you the President of the United States when he speaks? What radio station is here for you to give you the information you need? You know what station it is. It's WAMC. We're a family. And we're coming close to our fall fund drive. WAMC.org is the way to help put the money in the lockbox to knock down the time on air.
David, I said yesterday when we spoke that, you know, I was worried. And I got a message on the email from somebody who said, don't threaten Alan. And I wrote back to the guy who had no last name, of course. And I said, look, I am worried. We're $20,000 behind where we were last year at this time. Now, yesterday, people started to really wake up, do what they needed to do to SOS, save our station. And it's beginning to take off, but it's just beginning. So now, if everybody values it, if all the things you just said are true, if we do what we're supposed to do, and if we keep hearing from all of you, verbally and every other way, in writing how valuable the station is, it should be easy. It just means everybody has to go and put something into the lockbox at WAMC.org. With you, we can make it. Without you, hey, then other good things have come to an end, and you don't want that to happen here. So please, everybody, it's personal. I am frightened. I always am. That's my job. And you should be too, because you can imagine what life would be without this station.
Indeed. WAMC.org, and we thank you. Well, we have a hearing today. It starts at 10 a.m. live coverage on WAMC, and quite the hearing we're expecting it to be. Here for the New York Times, ahead of the hearing, new accusations and doubts emerge, a whirlwind of new accusations against Brett Kavanaugh, Supreme Court nominee, previously unseen evidence, charges and countercharges yesterday threatened to consume the nomination of Kavanaugh. He's expected to take the witness stand this afternoon following the testimony of his first accuser, Christine Blasey Ford. The specter of this is quite something, Alan.
It is, David. You know, I had been positing the following dilemma for the Republicans, which was, they want to influence American jurisprudence for the next 25 or 30 years, and therefore they're willing to take their chances in the midterm elections. And it's clear from the way they're doing things, they get themselves a female prosecutor who will be tough on Blasey Ford. They are doing what they have to do. But now, all of a sudden, some of their key people like Susan Collins and Senator Murkowski and others are now saying this is unacceptable. But what's really interesting is the candidate himself. We are now hearing him admit that, yeah, he drank too much in college and he wasn't always happy with himself. And that, of course, now breaks the rule that was laid down by none other than the President of the United States, which is to deny, deny, deny. And that's what he's not doing right now. All of a sudden, he's saying, yeah, I did some things that made me winch. And that is the opening. So with these accusers coming forward, and with them saying what they're saying, and some of this is terrible stuff that if not he, then his colleagues in high school lined up to gang rape a woman, you know, this is bad stuff. And, you know, my sense of it is it's now even money whether he makes it or not. As of yesterday, I was thinking they were going to go ahead with it no matter what. They really want him on that court. But even the president, while he's calling everybody names, he is beginning to show some signs that maybe this thing isn't going to work out.
All this with the history behind it of what could have been Merrick Garland.
Well, yeah. David McConnell has forgotten all about Merrick Garland. Sarah Huckabee Sanders is saying, let's make sure that everybody gets a vote. Everybody deserves a vote. In one of the classic pieces of hypocrisy of all time, Sanders says, and it's a classic case of chutzpah, that everybody deserves a vote. And what about Merrick Garland? It's unbelievable that they did that. There was lots of time to do it. The president did it. Obviously, McConnell just didn't care. He said, we're not going to obey the rules. And now they are crying as if they're the offended ones. It's unbelievable.
How about this, Alan? In New York, the Working Families Party has taken the first step to find a new ballot position for Cynthia Nixon in November by filing papers to nominate Douglas Seidman, its placeholder candidate for the 66th Assembly District, for a judgeship.
Okay, David, this is disgusting. I mean, this is really disgusting. The rank and file of the Working Families Party wanted to have Cynthia Nixon on their ballot. She should stay on their ballot. They'll get the 50,000 votes they need for sure. The big boys, the labor people who put all of the money in and were furious that they wouldn't have Cuomo as their candidate, are now really pushing hard. And the Working Families Party needs the labor money in order to continue, but it is not right. It's just not right. Their candidate is Cynthia Nixon. She should stay on, and they're worried that it'll give Molinaro enough votes to win. I am not worried about that. I think the polls are quite clear. I do think that Nixon is their candidate, should be their candidate, and it is, once again, total hypocrisy of the party that sees itself as being the honest broker in all of this stuff to pull a piece of chicanery like this, and I don't like it one bit.
Our political observer, Alan Chartok, joining us. All right, everybody, to the lockbox, WAMC.org.
We need to do this, David. It is so, so important. It's personal with me, and I hope everybody will do it. We need to save the station. We always did.